Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to episode 28. Of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes, part of the National Podcast Post Month Network. Welcome back to episode 28 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes, part of the National Podcast Post Month Challenge. This is George Soroy. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to jump right into the next part of this story because when we last left me, I found out that I was going to the Austin Revolution Film Festival as a nominated screenwriter for the Best Short Sci-Fi Screenplay category. Once I got to Austin, Texas, I started my interaction with everyone there as part of a breakout session. That was a means for talking shop with other writers and sharing some ideas about what inspires us and what some of our script is about. So time expires, the breakout session's finished, everyone heads out into the lower level lobby, and the bar has opened up. So now we got to do even more mingling because more attendees were checking in, and there were a lot of people who were in the screening rooms already watching other films. They're coming out as well. This is when I start to regret getting an Airbnb because the Airbnb is about 6 to 7 miles away, and I have been to conventions, even though I haven't been to an actual film festival, but I know there's always late night activities going on. And turns out there were also late night screenings that I would need to miss. So I wouldn't have been able to see one of the anthology shows I was really excited for called Party of Darkness. That looked like it was going to be a blast. Since I always have that sense of missing out on things, I promised myself that the next time I go to a film festival, I should see about the possibility of at least splitting a room with someone. That way my host doesn't have any sort of curfew and I don't need to feel guilty for being late coming in. As long as I'm quiet and respectful to his rules, all will be well. Thankfully, my host did not have any sort of curfew, but I still felt weird about not sticking around and everything, like just because it would have been fun to be a part of all the different festivities going on. There was lots of networking, lots of exchanging of business cards, swag that's related to respective projects and everything. And I found out that a lot of the filmmakers there are really big into Instagram. That's the main platform everyone talks about exchanging. Whenever handing off business cards and everything, it's always, do you have Instagram? Once you say that you do, they look you up immediately on their phones. They see you, bam, they follow you, and then you can go ahead and bam, follow back. We're all set there. So that was a great way to get some more networking going on. And then it was finally time to sit down with a group of people that I met only within the past hour. And we're taking in a series of short films, The Time Capsule, and Twice as Shy, Apex, The Spark, and Gia. All of them are great watches, and you can tell there's just all this passion that's going on in front of them, behind the camera. Michael Sharon, who had done The Time Capsule, he's actually been on this show already twice. He was at the show that I did at the film festival as one of the filmmakers sitting down and having fun and participating. And he also was on the show to talk about his latest project and hopefully get more attention for that. The whole thing was just so much fun. And I got to give a big credit to The Time Capsule. It started everything off in a really funny way. Angelica, one of the people I would meet really quickly, had a film called Twice as Shy, and it was one of the best werewolf transformations I've ever seen. Like, it was close to American Werewolf in London level. It was really good. And we had another one called 1,000 Paper Cuts, which was fantastic. It was so much fun and so damn funny and so dark and just a great film altogether. Everyone loved it. It gets a huge ovation and it's got so much tension and humor. I'm excited to share that with everyone else. And then the block of films finishes up more networking and congratulating for all the filmmakers. And I realized I hadn't eaten anything since breakfast. And if I were to try to get some authentic Tex-Mex, that would have been an Uber, and that would have been going back and forth, and that would have been taking me out of the festivities. Thankfully, there's a restaurant at the hotel, and I had one of the best chicken sandwiches I've had in a long time. I went to my suitcase, I grabbed my Silver Screen Fiend book, the Patton Oswalt book, and I'm reading that. And by this point, I'm almost done with it. And I finished the book that night, and it's the first one that I've read cover to cover in a 24-hour period. And then I gave myself a little bit extra time to network, hang out with the other attendees. And then I called my Uber, and that took me over to my place. And I finally got to see it for the first time. And I was a little nervous, but I was able to follow all the instructions. And I got to relax on the queen-size bed, and everything was great. And I realized I did not bring my cord for the CPAP machine. So unfortunately, if anyone was within earshot, they were going to hear me snoring. I checked in with my family and then went ahead and drifted off to sleep. That was how day one wrapped up, between arrival there and getting there that night. That's how everything got going for day one for me for that film festival. There's more to follow. So that's going to be in the next episode, and I'm really excited to share that as well. Until the next episode, which you'll hopefully be hearing in the next couple of minutes, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to episode 28 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to jump right into the next part of this story, because this is the main event of this whole 30-day National Podcast Post-Month Challenge, and it was my breakdown of my time at the Austin Revolution Film Festival, my very first film festival that I've ever been to, and sure enough, one of my scripts is a nominee at this festival. So here we go. It's day 2. I got to the hotel after getting up, getting changed, getting freshened up, and going over to the hotel for breakfast. I was really looking forward to sitting down with something. I always look forward to either something I make or something I order with a cup of coffee and just relaxing for breakfast overall. Breakfast is my all-time favorite meal of the day, and I love being not rushed to finish my breakfast. Just I can enjoy it. I can have either a notebook or a book that I'm reading, whatever the case. And thankfully, the hotel has a buffet at the ready. And the coffee is great. The meal is really good. I got the day started the best way possible. And even though I'm having multiple cups of coffee, my nerves are kind of calmed down a little bit, because I was very nervous about what I was about to go into, because at 11 a.m., I was going to go into a breakout session that I was really looking forward to for weeks. And this was one of the regulars at the festival, a guy named Jay Strong. He announced on Facebook that he was going to host a screenwriting workshop and different people's scripts could be read. I was excited for the possibilities, but now here it was. And of course, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous about all this, because even though it's gotten some good feedback and responses from other festivals, here it is, me hearing it out loud for the first time. Everything started really well. Jay presented a funny, farcical exchange between a patient and several different doctors that Jay wrote. And that was a lot of fun to hear and participate in as well. And then we had another screenwriter, Matthew Marin. He presented one of his short screenplay. And this one's nominated for the horror category, and it's called Coney Island Jellyfish. Great script, well-paced buildup, very funny moment to set up the title, and some really cool imagery at the end. Then it's my turn. I gave out copies of Minus One Plus. I started nervously trying to give some direction right away. Jay let me know that the actors will be able to convey the roles as written. I hope that I wrote the script in a way that they will be able to convey the roles that I imagined. Thankfully, everything I hoped they would carry out for the reading, they all do. The script works really well, and I'm feeling that I may have put a little bit too much backstory in the middle part. But I chalk that up to this being in my head for so long that I just needed to do an info dump. But the ending definitely made up for it. Judging by the reactions of the rest of the group, I at least got that part right. And thank God for that. So the script ended, everyone applauded, and there was some silence before someone spoke with an idea about how to improve the script. And one guy that had an idea was named Drew Stussy, who's one of the first people that I met there. And he opens up the floodgates of others chiming in to add to that idea. And then I'm smiling, because it's not only a great idea, but what everyone else is contributing has me excited to do the rewrites. I'm not sure if it's Drew or someone else who suggested this, but someone said that the character on the phone with the main character, Victor, should stay on the phone through much of the middle and constantly antagonize Victor instead of just dropping some veiled threats and hanging up. And so that way Victor calls in and there's no conflict there. I immediately think maybe I should have thought of that before I even submitted this version of the script to the festival. But I'm really excited for the rewrites. Drew presents his script called Don't Touch That Dial, and he lets me play the role of the DJ. I'm Steven. This was so much fun to take part in and listen to. It's got a great twist. I told him that I wanted to play Steven when he eventually commits us to film. Thankfully, he and I are in the same state. I believe he's over in Kansas City. Another attendee in the writing workshop, Angelica, who did Twice as Shy, said she wanted to direct it. It's already coming together in a really cool way. It made me think about something William Goldman once said about screenwriters. He said, in movies, the screenwriter is the odd man out, but there is a trade-off. That beginning lap we run, regardless of what happens later, that lap is ours. We have the privilege, if you will, of the initial vision. We're the ones who first get to make the movie. So you want to talk about excitement. I feel like, oh my God, these are my people. I am in such great company here. I spent most of the afternoon of that, the rest of that day in a daze because all I'm thinking about is the feedback that I got from Minus One Plus. I wasn't sure what kind of atmosphere the place was going to have, but I was blown away. I was worried that everyone there would already be in their cliques and that I would be too hesitant to speak to anyone, but everyone there was welcoming. They were friendly there. So then I decided I was going to get some lunch, and I was already done with Patton Oswalt's book, which was fantastic. I brought my notebook with me instead, so that way I can write down some ideas that had already come from everyone's suggestions. I also took a few minutes to speak to the festival crew and secure some time the next day about recording an episode of my podcast in the hospitality room. And they were all for that. I even said that I would love to have some other filmmakers in the room with me and that we can all talk about our experiences at the festival. So I finish up my lunch. I finish up some writing and I go back downstairs and as another block of films is finishing up. I look at the clock and it's almost 7 p.m. I feel a bit of regret for not seeing the film scheduled to screen today because, I mean, it is a film festival. So I got to remind myself the next time I go to any film festival, whether it's another Austin Revolution or whatever, I have a drink, chat with some of the other attendees in the hallway, and then there's a screenwriter's happy hour at 7 p.m. This is another one of those cool things that Austin Revolution did to cater to the writers because they wanted to make sure that those coming with just a screenplay instead of a finished film have something to look forward to, and as well as the filmmakers have their screenings to look forward to. The whole thing wound up being just a really, really good time. Lots of mingling, more business card exchanging, are you on Instagram, all of that stuff. And finally, it also reminded me that I need to get my Instagram back up and more updated. That's another thing to keep in mind for the future. I'm getting hungry, and I know I'm not the only one. All of a sudden, I'm in a group that includes a lot that other filmmakers and other writers. I got Katie, I got Darwin, Agnes, David, Haley, and JD. We're all going upstairs to the restaurant to sit down and eat together. I was feeling comfortable before, but now it's just like I'm with my people. I can't believe I just met them 24 hours ago. We're all just having a blast, like we're all good friends. And so now I'm really regretting the Airbnb thing a little bit. And because that fear of missing out in me, the FOMO, it's always been strong. So I got to remember that next time around at a festival, I got to go. I got to be at the hotel. I can't do an Airbnb this time. I got to split the cost with someone and just do it. So dinner's done. I'm tired. I call up an Uber. I head over to the Airbnb and I get into bed. I turn on an audiobook and I think I may have listened to maybe one paragraph before I'm asleep. But at the same time, I'm still kind of nervous because the next evening, it's the last night of the festival and they always end it with the awards gala. And so I'm really nervous about that. But at the same time, Minus One Plus is still listed as one of the top three short sci-fi screenplays. So I got that going for me, as Carl Spackler once said, which is nice. For the next episode, I'm going to talk about the wrap-up of this whole time at Austin Revolution. I'll be able to reach the finish line of this challenge by talking a little bit, not too much, about the current script that is out there right now called Pool, which is making the rounds right now at festivals. Minus One Plus still has a little bit of lapping to do on the film festival front. But Pool right now is getting a lot more attention since that's the most recent one. And we'll see what happens there. For the next episode, I want to wrap up my reactions to the Austin Revolution Festival from earlier this year. Until next time, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.